Thanks for being in here bright and early, Larry Sheehan.
Oh, thank you for inviting
me. Got to get a little closer to that mic, if you will.
Thank you for inviting me.
You are quite welcome. Larry, you've been a business owner in the town of Poughkeepsie for how long?
42 years, okay. Since 1983.
Okay. I mean, I've, you know, all the years that my family and I had the insurance business, I'm well aware of the, you know, your business there with the body shop, and as far as your service station right there in at Spackenkill and Vassar Road 376. Larry, I invited you in when I learned that you're a candidate for Town of Poughkeepsie Supervisor. As a business person, and you, and actually a few years ago, I stopped to see you one day, and you had told me you don't need to repeat it on air if you don't want to, but you told me just your business is what you pay in property taxes now. And it's unreal what has happened to people trying to live here, keep a business here, work here.
The town of Poughkeepsie taxes combined at my location is over $35,000.
Yes.
When I first bought the property, my taxes were down about $8,000 or $9,000. The taxes in the town of Poughkeepsie has increased drastically to the point where it's unaffordable.
Yes. Yes. And residents who live there, even with their individual residence, between the town taxes and the fire district taxes, it is absolutely crushing individuals to be able to stay in their homes, especially retirees.
There's no doubt about it. I hear it all the time. Excuse me. I hear it from all the time from the elderly that I have serviced over the years, how it's becoming more and more difficult for them to maintain their homes, to stay where they are, and to live in the Poughkeepsie area. And it's saddening. It's disheartening to hear stories like that. And honestly, I talk to them and I see the tears well up their eyes, because they have become accustomed to being in a town that's been safe, that has been accommodating over the years, and they're slowly seeing that fade.
And what I've seen, Larry, and even, you know, it's been a number of years now since I left the insurance business, but what I was seeing, the families being torn apart, whether it was the elderly retirees being forced to sell homes and move to a place, you know, part of the country with a lower cost of living, or young people moving elsewhere for better job opportunity, but still tearing families apart.
Yes, I see a lot of families that have grown up through the years. Customers of mine that I was there when they had the children. The
yes.
Children have gone through high school, have gone on to graduate college, and when they come out of college, they come in and they talk to me about their college experience and how they're trying to find a job. And one of the saddest things is they say, yes, there's no jobs in the area that are paying well enough to support a home or support living in Poughkeepsie. So they do move out of the area to seek higher paying jobs in an area that costs less to live.
That's why this is so important to me, because it's a similar experience for me. Some of the clients that we served were with us for three generations. I experienced exactly what you experienced with the the young person who came in at 17, 18, 19 years old, got their first, you know, motorcycle or car insurance policy, and later on, you know, got married and bought a home and started a family, and increasingly harder and harder, but then their offspring having to go elsewhere, or, you know, people, the seniors themselves selling their properties and you know, moving to the Carolinas, which has been very common, or Florida, some of those other areas. Larry, the one thing that really prompted me to stop and see you the other day takes me back 2 years ago, when the Democrat Party candidates put out their propaganda piece. It looked like an official publication of the Town of Poughkeepsie newspaper. It was genuinely, genuinely offensive to me. That's the kind of deceit that, and I spoke to many people after the fact who, maybe their own fault, they should have looked at it more closely. but to recognize, and it did exactly what it was intended to do. We are Poughkeepsie, is what they said. No, they weren't. They were one political perspective. And in the intervening 2 years, correct me if I'm wrong, but I've, you know, followed these issues, and there's been a level of arrogance for the Democrat-controlled town of Poughkeepsie board not listening to the residents.
There's no doubt about it. 2 months ago, when the town board was discussing the battery energy storage system, 85 to 90% of the people who spoke up at that meeting
yes.
were opposed to that law. I sat there in amazement and watched the town board vote 4-3 to pass that law. And I looked at those board members, the board members with their constituents speaking against that law, sitting there looking these people in the eye and voting against the will of the residents.
Exactly. Without even looking at what are the risks. And as far as I know, those people who voted for it don't live in close proximity to that storage site if something goes wrong. Larry Sheehan in studio with me, candidate for Town of Poughkeepsie Supervisor. We're going to take a quick break and hear the sports report from the Zolls. It's already 6:47. Larry's going to be with you the next several minutes. Back in a minute on the Beacon.
Wake up informed. It's Hudson Valley Focus with Tom Sipas on the Beacon.
6:51 on the Beacon on this Monday morning. It is Columbus Day. There's hopefully a peace settlement will hold in the Middle East. We got business to attend to here. Federal buildings are closed. Banks are closed. Schools closed today. Larry Sheehan in studio with me here, Town of Poughkeepsie supervisor candidate. Larry, was it still raining hard when you came in now?
It was. Yeah. Roads are starting to flood in some areas.
And, of course, you've seen the same thing that I've seen over the years with your Prestige Auto Body Shop up next to Adams. The numbers of accidents that people have now, and many of them distracted driving. That's one of the problems. And overdriving a lot of the safety features on automobiles.
Yes, cars have changed. People don't realize how cars were back in the days that you and I started driving. People feel that the vehicles they drive now, they can brake themselves, steer themselves. But we still have to be a human, and we still have to be behind that wheel. We still have to be attentive to what we're doing.
And the laws of physics are still in effect, as far as I know.
They are. They are.
The coefficient of friction on a wet road with wet leaves down is like, you know, down almost to zero sometimes.
And the deer haven't changed much either over the past 40 years.
I had a little Bambi in front of me this morning as I came down the road and went on. Well, maybe there's more than one. And I just came almost to a complete stop, and it changed its mind anyway and came back across the road a second time. So I just urge people, and especially with young drivers out there on these wet roads for the first time. So, Larry, back to the business of the town of Poughkeepsie. You are Republican candidate for the town?
Yes, I am.
And are there any other party endorsements, or is it just Republican?
I am also on the conservative.
Okay, so Republican conservative candidate. Larry, I come back to the point that we talked about. If people are just joining us now, you as a business person, couple of things. You're aware of, these increases in taxes and all. But I think the biggest thing is your customers. You've been listening to your customers all of this time. You're not isolated on some college campus somewhere.
I am not, Tom. I'm in the busiest intersection of, I would say, Dutchess County.
Pretty much.
And over the past 40-plus years, I have heard many of customers, people come in just as a stopping in or me looking at their car. Give me the down and dirty of what their concerns are in the town of Poughkeepsie.
Yes.
And one of the biggest things is that their council people are not responsive.
Yes.
And I'm not pointing a finger at just one or two people in specifically, but overall, there's a genuine lack of response from the town, not only from our council people, but from the water department. It just seems like the town exists, the town departments exist there, and they're there from 9 to 5, and the concerns of the residents go unheard.
Mm-hmm. I know last week Jennifer Betts was in with me, also Republican conservative candidate for town Poughkeepsie board. Again, someone I've known for many years who, when I first met her, she was her own business person. And, of course, her husband, John, has his construction business. You know what it is to, you know, have to provide a quality service to folks if they're going to continue to do business. And you just can't routinely, well, I'm just going to raise the rates on this, you know. No, that's not how it works when you're in a business person. And that's the kind of service, Larry Shan, that government has to deliver. But when they have that kind of arrogance that I have seen out of the Democrat majority in the town of Poughkeepsie for the last 2 years, everybody should be offended by that. They're supposed to be representatives. I go back, you know, to the previous administration, and the town was left in very good fiscal condition. You know, people get a couple bucks well, let's just, you know, spend it on this, spend it on that. And then we have it's like when Will Truitt was in with me on Friday, talking about the fund balances that Dutchess County has been fortunate to maintain through good fiscal stewardship for the last 3 decades. It's too easy to blow that up.
It is, and apparently that's what's happening with the town of Poughkeepsie. There's been a lot of fund balance transfers from funds that were set aside for larger capital improvements projects that are right around the corner, and those funds were diverted to other projects. Part of that was to artificially make it look as though our taxes are below the cap. And when you dig right down into it, when you look at it, it's essentially you're stealing from one account to feed another to make your books look a little better than they are.
Which ultimately you pay dearly for.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
And that's what we talked about the other day, and I've spoken about it many times, is maintaining those fund balances. You've got to have your essential service, but maintain those fund balances, because in my lifetime, you know, we right here, we've weathered, I think it's like 8 huge ups and downs of economic cycle. I mean, you were in business, you know, going back in the late 1980s, early 1990s, when, you know, a major employer had some mighty big layoffs. I lost 40% of my insurance business in that time.
I suffered too, and I saw it happening.
Yes.
I saw the customers come in and tell me how they lost their jobs and are moving out or they're moving back with their parents. And that was one of the saddest days of Poughkeepsie was when that happened.
And I've never forgotten that. And that's why I have these conversations now, how difficult it is on individuals to weather these ups and downs. That's why the idea of maintaining healthy fund balances, not overextending yourself, is really, really, really important. Larry Shan, how do folks contact you to learn more, to support you, to get signs, volunteer, to knock on doors?
Oh, they can come see me in the Red Oaks Mill intersection. I practically live there. they can give me a call at my business. If you like, I can give you the phone number over
sure.
there.
Go ahead.
It's 845-462-7373 is my business number. 845-494-0443 is my cell, and it's always on.
Give that cell again, please.
845-494-0443.
I really, really, really urge people to get out and understand what the issues are. Whether we're talking about here locally, if we're talking about Albany, also, when our representatives are not listening to the constituents, that's a huge problem.
It is, and it needs to be addressed, and that's why I'm sitting here today.
Yes, yes. And now Bill Reuter, I think I'm pronouncing that correctly, has been a, you know, very good person speaking up on behalf of the constituents. Can you spend a few more minutes with me?
I can.
Larry Shan, candidate for Town of Poughkeepsie, supervisor, back in a minute on the Beacon.
Now, back to Hudson Valley Focus with Tom Sipes on the Beacon.
7:07 on Hudson Valley Focus on the Beacon. Very, 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 very important elections coming up here. Early voting starts on October 25th, and I think Election Day is November 4th, if I remember correctly. Larry Sheehan in studio with me, candidate for the Town of Poughkeepsie Town Supervisor's position. Larry, a business person here in the town all the way back since 1983, knows exactly what it is to be able to try to run a business here, as well as with the numbers of thousands of customers, clients that he's served over the years, understands what it is to run a business, to raise a family, to attempt to live here, and maintaining great fiscal stewardship of the town. Larry, the keeping track of the finances and not playing financial games, as you know, there apparently are some happening now, but really listening to the public and the idea when residents show up and a majority on a board, in this case the 4-3 majority with the Democrats over Republicans. The issues that they've just arrogantly had those votes on before having time to actually – and the battery, we talked about the battery storage system.
Mm-hmm.
And that, I firmly believe, for many, many reasons, should have been subject to a full environmental review study.
You would think, Tom. If the one of those battery storage systems goes up, there's a lot of health risks, a lot of environmental problems that could result as a result of a fire or a disaster at one of those facilities. And I don't think that was really looked at very closely.
No. So the safety and security of the public has to be first and foremost.
Absolutely.
And then the environment, that particular one over on Manchester Road, Route 52, I'm very familiar with that. People who have used the Dutchess Rail Trail from over Rocker Road over to Manchester Road know that swampy wetlands area that you go through. And as you're walking from over Rocker to Manchester Bridge, you look up to the right and there's a substation right there. And that's where they were talking about building this battery storage system. Well, if that thing goes up and water to try to, keep it contained is going to run down the slope right into that sensitive area. And that then drains right into the Wappingers Creek, which then drains right into the mighty Hudson River.
Absolutely. That one Central Hudson substation is not the only one we need to be concerned about.
Right.
There's a very large one on the corner of Spring Road and Kerr Road that is located at the Country Club Estates, and that's where I live. If that goes up, it could be days, it could be weeks before that facility could be extinguished. There's only one way, and only one way in and one way out of that community, and that's through Kerr Road. The other large one is on Spackenkill Road.
Yes.
And people have to understand is that the companies that are putting these battery storage facilities in, they're the ones who are making the money. It's not lowering our energy.
No.
It is not helping the residents at all. The biggest problem, if one of these things go up in flames, the onus is on the residents. We are the ones who are going to pay the fire department not only to put that fire out, but probably for the cleanup and also the training and the equipment that's going to be required by these local fire departments to handle a situation like that. And we all know what our fire taxes are like here in the town of Poughkeepsie.
Yes. And I've been told that as of right now, there's no across I think the entire Hudson Valley region, there's really no adequate way to deal with a fire in one of these battery storage systems.
I was told by AFD, Arlington Fire Department, the only thing we can do is pump water on it and try to cool it down.
Yes. So when I cannot think of any area here in Dutchess County, and I'm serious about this, I can't think of any area here in Dutchess County that would be suitable for one of these. That one that you talked about, Larry, over on Spring Road, imagine if you were that, if you will, that thing goes up and then you have to, even shut down the mall and the loss. Has anybody done environmental impact statement and financial impact statement as far as no? The answer is absolutely no. And how four members on a Town of Poughkeepsie town board with zero expertise in this area can pass something like that without proper study, I'm sorry, I'm going to use the word insane. It's insane. You're threatening people's lives and livelihood. Imagine if we have to shut down Route 55.
Yeah, or the school that's located on Kerr Road, a half a mile from, from that substation. We don't need these battery storage systems in the town of Poughkeepsie. We do not experience blackouts. We do not experience brownouts. Those battery storage facilities do one thing and one thing only. They make the landowner money from them renting it. And two, the facility that the company that puts those facilities in, they get to sell the electricity back to the grid at a higher cost than they charge the batteries with. It does not help the town residents one bit.
No. I see no benefit to them whatsoever in this area. I think about the it happened out in the road, I think from Las Vegas to California. One of these great big battery storage units was being transported across that open area, and the truck it caught on fire when it was still being trucked to its location. They had to shut the entire highway down. This is out in the middle of nowhere. Had to shut that major thorough down for, I don't know, 2 or 3 days until they could bring a bulldozer in, dig a great big pit, and push the thing into the pit in order to cover it over with sand and let it burn out.
Just Google BESS fires, and you'll be amazed at what comes up.
Exactly. Larry Sheehan, candidate for Town of Poughkeepsie Town Supervisor. Very simply, in order to address this, it is imperative that get back to a Republican majority on the board who actually listening to the residents here in the town of Poughkeepsie.
I agree, Tom. We need to get out on November 4th and vote.
Yeah. So, Larry Sheehan, give out your contact information and phone numbers again, please.
You can contact me on my cell, 845-494-0443. I'll be happy to answer any questions you have, give you any idea what I stand for and what my vision is for the future of Poughkeepsie.
Well, and I when I saw you on Friday, I wanted to sincerely, having you known you many, many years, you know, both here, but as well as when we still had the insurance business, knowing you professionally as somebody who does what he says he's going to do, that's why I wanted to stop and invite you to come in with me this morning.
Thank you, Tom.
And thank you. Thank you for putting yourself out there to be a representative for the folks who living and working here in the town of Poughkeepsie.
Thank you, Tom. And if anybody wants to stop in, I'm located right in the Red Oaks Mill intersection. You'll see the big blue tow trucks. I'm there most of the day. I'd be more than happy to spend a few moments with you and talk to you face-to-face.
Thank you. 7:15 on Hudson Valley Focus Live. I'm going to let Larry duck out of here, but right now we're going to hear from the Zolls, who should be joining us at 8 o'clock this morning here on The Beacon.